It is Perek Beis, Mishnah Test 2-9. Rabbi Akiva is going to say something else here, which is really agadic in nature, not really halachic. Hu haya omer, Rabbi Akiva said, Ha'av zocha laben. A father will benefit his son, benoy, with his good-lookingness, uvakoach, his strength, uvaosher, his wealth, uvachochma, his wisdom, uvashanim, his longevity. Two basic approaches in the Bar Tanura here, and in the Meforshim in general. Some learn, Bar Tanura learns, that they're talking here about essentially sort of natural phenomena. The father can do good by his son, and thanks to the father, like I'll call his genes and his inheritance and the like, he can give these things to his son. Others understand that the approach, and the Bar Tanura brings this as well, the approach here is really a person has schuyos, has merits for his good deeds, and because of that, Hashem will reward him by and confer those blessings onto not necessarily the person, the father, rather the son. Both perhaps are true. Now, uva misfar hadoros lafanov v'hu haketz. Now, sometimes Hashem will commit to do good to a person's descendants, and perhaps even Hashem will specify like a time frame for that. But ultimately, it's b'misfar hadoros, the commitment has to do with like the generations, meaning his son or his grandson or great-grandson, as opposed to specifically like a number of years, if you will. Okay? And that's the deadline. Now, we actually have a very specific example of this. The Mishnah will bring that very example, which is Hashem said Avraham at the Bris Ben Besorim, Avraham, I'm going to benefit your descendants. They'll be enslaved for 400 years, but in the fourth generation, they're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Ultimately, we know that the time in Egypt wasn't 400 years, it was 210 years, and in fact, they weren't slaves except for like a portion of that. But nevertheless, although Hashem like rearranged it so that the 400 would be true and yet not kind of literally true on the face of it, still the real deadline, the real issue was that Hashem did keep was the number of generations, which were indeed four. One count of that four is that down to Egypt went Kahas. Kahas was Levi's son, and Kahas was the father of Amram in Egypt. Amram was the father of Moshe in Egypt, and Moshe's children already came back to Eretz Yisrael, so it's four generations. That's the gist of the mission here. So again, the mission here says, sometimes it'll be based on the number of generations. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Kore Hadoros Merosh. This is a pasuk from Yeshaya, which means that Hashem like counts, calls, assesses the generations from the beginning, because Hashem, of course, being omniscient, all-knowing, he knows ahead of time how it's going to play out in history. Afal pi shenemar, even, and that's the primary thing, is the number of generations as opposed to years, as even though it says, and the gears we have here is afal pi, even though it says, but there are other gearsos that don't take, they just say v'ne'emar or shenemar. The pasuk says in Bereishis, Va'avdum v'inu osam arba me'o shana. They will be sort of enslaved and afflicted for 400 years. So that's one thing. But if you look, like I said, it didn't work out to be 400 years. But the pasuk also says, V'dorevi yeshuvu heina. The fourth generation will come back. And you see, while the 400 needed some sort of massaging to make it work, based on Shem's subsequent calculations, based on the Jews and what they needed and what they deserved, still, it indeed was the fourth generation which did come back, as Hashem had promised. There's actually another Cheshbon, starting with Yehuda and down to Kalev ben Yefuna, but it's the same idea. Four generations is, as Hashem originally committed, that's how it worked out. So the point is that the generations that pass are the primary factor in terms of Hashem benefiting a person's offspring and not years per se.